Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to another episode of MLS UK Show Stoppage Time. I'm Henry Hewitt, and as always, I'm joined by
Elliot Holman. Just getting a hair out of my mouth if you're watching online. Hi there.
Oof, that's probably the second worst thing that's happened to you after Orlando's result this weekend. Yeah, we're going to be talking about this weekend and some of the action. Well, we might as well start now, Elliot. Orlando, what's going on?
I mean, there's only so many times I can repeat myself and people can bear to listen to me repeat myself. What do you want to know? We're rubbish at home. I tweeted it before the game. I said it in the last podcast. And I've said I'm bored of Perea not getting results. Please let me know what more you'd like from me at this point.
Well, a friend of mine, Phil, he's got a season ticket for Orlando City. And he messaged me on Sunday just saying, like, the team will be better off when they sack the manager. So that's his thoughts. And I said back to him, I said, they're not too different from Elliot's, to be honest. So DC United, of course, won the game. Credit to them. Wayne Rooney's got a bit of a curse over you, hasn't he? But yeah, not great for Orlando.
No, my dad went to the game. So I was a little bit gutted. You know when you've like introduced someone to something and you just want it to go well. He went down, he got me a shirt, which is good. So I've got my new home shirt. But I was a little bit disappointed, but just not surprised remotely. Just been so poor at home. I don't know what's going on. Really good away, and can't win a game at home. So what's that all about?
Yeah, well, it's almost as bad as your Florida neighbours into Miami. And we're going to now talk about Phil Neville because, I mean, Inter Miami have lost the last six games. They won the first two and lost the last six. But I think it's only been this week where calls for Phil Neville to go have come out. I don't know whether that's with Inter Miami fans being a bit patient or they, for me, they've had a bit of a stop-start to the season. They've lost the last six. They've lost five of those by the odd goal, but they've only scored two in that time. It's not working out, is it? Jose Martinez went, he's not scored yet. And if they are waiting for Messi to come along, well, he needs to come sooner rather than later, don't you think?
Yeah, really, really poor start from Miami, to be honest with you. Lacking goals, lacking chances, lacking wins. I mean, we've spoken about this before. We've spoken about Phil Neville, you know, British manager. We want him to do well. He's really good friends with David Beckham, so that's going to be awkward. But I think that's the only reason he's still there anyway. But now we've got to this point, I can't see. I don't think they've built a good enough roster. I think they left a lot of space hoping to get something done in the summer. But by then, it's going to be too late. I don't care whether you introduce three Messis into that team. By that point, they're going to be too far behind.
Yeah, you've got to think that. And I mean, there's reports coming out that Messi's on his way to Barcelona again. So if that does happen, then I don't know where Inter Miami will go. They're going to have to bring someone in at some point. But yeah, I think for now, it's been a poor start to the season. And yeah, it is by the odd goal, most of them defeats. And you could say that they have been unlucky, you know, when it happens that many times. But on the other hand, they're not scoring goals. So you only need to concede one to lose the game when you're not scoring. You know, Martinez obviously is a legend at Atlanta, a legend in MLS, but you know, the last few years, he's not been to the standards of what we've expected from him or been used from him. You know, and then you've got a few of the other players. Campana's been injured. Pizarro's not really hit the form, you know. So, yeah, it's not great for Inter Miami at the moment. And you do have to question, I know he's mates with David Beckham, but how long does Phil Neville have? You know, he's MLS. I feel MLS head coaches get a bit more time, probably because there's no relegation. But, you know, we've had this discussion before. Inter Miami are well known all over the world because of who their owner is, because of, you know, what they put out, you know, put out there with, you know, the you probably argue that they're up there with LA Galaxy in terms of how, in terms of famous MLS clubs across the world, which I know that maybe some in the US would laugh at that, but that is the case. But they're not performing on the pitch, and they haven't done for a long time.
No, I couldn't agree more. I think when you look at everything that's happened with Inter Miami from the word go, there's a lot more negatives than there is positives. And it's easy to focus on the positives. You know, they've got a good brand out there, you know, great exposure. David Beckham, everything they do is under the spotlight and it's magnified. But unfortunately, everything they do on the pitch is really lacking for me. You know, in the early days, it was okay. And we, there's, you know, we talk about them making the playoffs. But for me, it's, you know, they've not really hit the ground running, and they're getting to that point where now they're looking more a wooden spoon team, more of a Cincinnati of old. And they really need a spoonful of whatever Cincinnati have had, because 5 wins from 5 at home is more of the vibe that Miami will have been hoping for.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, he even saw reports coming out that the former Chicago Fire, former Reading manager, Penavich, was linked with Inter Miami. I mean, he has MLS experience. He's obviously got European experience as well. I think he's at Chivas at the moment. Yes, he is Chivas currently. I mean, is that the sort of person to come in? Is that the kind of name that you'd be looking at to replace Phil Neville? Or do you think they should be looking even higher?
For me, Phil Neville was a name, not a established coach. Miami need both for me. I think most teams in MLS can appoint a good, solid manager. I think Miami need both. They need something that runs parallel to their big brand, the Beckham, the Miami badge, everything that's big about Miami. I think they need that, but they also need someone who has MLS experience, knows what they're doing, because that's my big criticism of Phil Neville, not enough MLS experience. And for me, it has to be a big name, and I don't think Paunovic is that for me, and I don't think he's done enough in MLS, certainly, to warrant that.
Well, this week they're travelling to Miami FC in the US Open, so I think a defeat there, and yeah, I don't think Phil Neville will be lasting too much longer, I've got to say. Right, let's move on to LA Galaxy then. I saw a video of this on Saturday, really intrigued me. LA Galaxy, of course, beat Austin FC. Yes, LA Galaxy won a game, 2-0, if you can believe that, but Douglas Costa came off the bench, and as he was coming on the pitch, he was booed by the fans. I know there's a lot of problems at LA Galaxy at the moment. Do you think they're within the rights to boo him? Is it more of a booing the system, if you will, at LA Galaxy? Do you think it'd be a bit harsh? What's your thoughts on this?
Well, the problems run deep, don't they, at LA Galaxy? We know that. I think you could direct a boo at quite a lot of aspects of the club, whether it's on field, off field, particular players. One thing's for certain, I know. We love Austin on this show, and we love the Austin fans and their passion, but they're not good this year. Austin looked dreadful this year, really bad. So LA Galaxy getting a win there is kind of papering over the cracks a little bit. But one thing I did notice is a change in formation for LA Galaxy with the 5-3-2. So much more stable in midfield. You know, when you're attacking, if you lose possession, that's so much better. Having the 5-3-2 is so much better. So we're not seeing them, you know, we weren't seeing them get caught on the counter so much. Can they go and do that? Can they go and do that against a stronger team? We'll get a bigger indication of where they're at, I think.
Yeah, well, they'll have to wait a while for playing a better team because, of course, they face Orlando this weekend at the Exploria Stadium. Right, I want to move on now to deadline day. Of course, in MLS, it was a very quiet deadline day. In fact, Tom Bogart going from MLS to The Athletic was probably the biggest story on deadline day, and he's just a reporter. But on the whole, then, if you look at the you know, the last 4 or 5 months of trades and where teams are now, you know, I'm going to throw in my guy Giakoumakis. He scored again at the weekend as Atlanta beat Chicago 2-1 as a great signing. Who do you think has made the better signings, and who do you think has let themselves down a bit?
Well, I would go back to what we discussed at the start of the season before a ball was kicked. We highlighted Cincinnati and we highlighted Orlando City. Cincinnati have really, really, you know, put the proof in the pudding. They look fantastic. Great set of results. Another win at the weekend. Fantastic. On the other hand, Orlando have kind of shown flashes that we were bang on. Because they go to Philly and win, and they go to Minnesota and win. So you feel like roster-wise that, you know, if you're just isolating who's had a good offseason, who's made good trades, I think they're still in that conversation. And not just because I follow them. I think, you know, we all knew that they'd made some really good moves. And I think that's still the case, and that I think is why Perea is under pressure. But Cincinnati for me, also LAFC just getting stronger and stronger. It's such an easy pick. It's such an easy thing to say, but they really consistently get it right year after year. They manage so much depth. You look at players they've got and then you see that they're not even a DP. You're like, how have you done that? They're so good at that. So fair play to LAFC. They have to be in that conversation as well.
Yeah, I can't argue with what you've said there. They're probably the, you know, the bigger sort of names that have made great trades. Of course, St. Louis, but theirs hasn't been over the last 4 or 5 months. It's been over the last 18 as they've built for the new franchise. You know, I think a shout out as well, Houston, who beat Inter Miami. You know, they brought Bassi in, who's scored, I think, 5 or 6 already. So that's been a great trade for them and probably an area where they needed to improve with the goal scoring. In terms of poor sort of trades, you know, I think you've got to look at the bottom of the league naturally. You know, we've spoke about SKC and the fact that they've not done enough. Willie Gard is now out for 3 months. So looking up top, is that an area where they should have improved more? Charlotte FC, I felt there was a lot to build on from last year. I don't think they've necessarily done that much. You know, so I think you're looking at a few teams like that who have not particularly done well. But yeah, I think there's enough there to say that it's been a positive close season in MLS. We've not had the big name, the big superstar join, you know, with the sort of cloud of Messi hanging over Miami at the moment to see whether they'll get that done. But I think on the whole, the league is this development, isn't it? It's developing from that sort of, you know, aging superstar coming over for the last hurrah to players like the Giakoumakis who are coming in at the peak of their career and taking the league on.
Yeah, enjoyed watching Giakoumakis at the weekend. Strange game. I mean, we've talked about this and I talked about it on Twitter as well. Bizarre game from Atlanta this weekend. But Giakoumakis, obviously a real bright spark in the 30-minute period where Atlanta were actually trying. But I think as well, we're in danger of almost heading back the other way of needing the older players again, because we're losing so many. So many players are going over to Europe so young as well. You know, you mentioned SKC. I think you bang on. Russell doesn't get any younger. He was a great signing, but he doesn't get any younger. Pulido was getting on a bit anyway and, you know, carrying injuries. They need a big overhaul. And there's so much talk about Willy Agada. I mean, I've mentioned it on the podcast before for personal reasons. I didn't watch a huge amount of MLS last year, nowhere near as much as any other season. And all I kept hearing was Willy Agada. I'm not seeing anything. Maybe put him in a better team. I don't know, but SKC really, for me, they really are in trouble. Like they need a lot of work.
Yes, they do. And that is another... I feel like every week on the MLS UK show, we're saying the same thing about SKC, and it's not happening. And every week, we then lose. Of course, this weekend, if I'm looking at the fixture, the results here, they got beat at New England Revolution. I think we were expecting more than a 2-1 defeat. So I guess that's a positive for them. Another result, and you know, another two results we can talk about, because we're going to move on now to this week and the Champions League semi-final, which is very exciting. It's on Wednesday evening. It's Philadelphia versus LAFC. Of course, Philadelphia beat Toronto 4-2 at the weekend. LAFC drawing away at Nashville. There's two legs in this. Philadelphia have been good at home. Maybe not as well. Definitely not as much this season, because they've already got one defeat. At least one defeat. But where do you see this going? Philadelphia v LAFC. Is it a foregone conclusion that LAFC will go through? Or can you see Philadelphia making up for MLS Cup?
It's not a foregone conclusion at all. I think Philly will be throwing everything at this. They, you know, that MLS Cup last season is going to leave a foul taste in their mouth. There's no way that they don't throw everything at this. Jim Curtin's a really experienced manager. They've got a really good side. They've kept the side together that was fighting in that MLS Cup final. So that's a huge positive as well. They all want revenge. This could go either way. Absolutely. There's no particular favourite here. Bouanga is the best player in the league right now. So he gives them gives LAFC the advantage. But, you know, over two legs, there's no reason why this couldn't go right to the wire. I really think Philly will want this more than anything in the league this year.
Yeah, I get the sense of that as well. I think, you know, Philly, whereas the last few years have been at the top end of the East, I don't see that happening this year, possibly because as well, you look at they've conceded 13 goals already, which we've not been used to by Philly. So we need to address that. I think if the defence isn't on form, then I think it is a foregone conclusion that LAFC will win over the two legs. But if they can get back to the form they showed last year and keep it tight at the back, then yeah, you know, they can go and they can go and get the victory and get to the final. But yeah, I think Philly probably, if they're going to make their MLS Cup charge, it'll be a lot later on. They'll have to play more playoff matches and a few away. But Philly at home, you can't count them out. If they can get a good result in that first leg, then they can go to LAFC, keep it tight and go through. But for me, I think this LAFC team is too strong. I think they'd be too strong against any MLS team over two legs. And with the second one being at home as well, I think they'll have enough to get to the final where hopefully they can make it 2 out of 2 for MLS.
Yeah, I just, that's the thing. I think we don't care. We just want MLS to win it again. And so at this point, let's just hope it's a really, really entertaining couple of legs and the MLS team in the final can go and do us proud.
Definitely. Right, let's move on to our last story then. And this has come out from the weekend. Antoine Griezmann, easy for me to say, has been talking about his future. He's been talking that he wants to move to MLS eventually. And he becomes, I think, the 6,000th player to say that they would be open to a move in MLS. But Griezmann has actually definitively said at the end of his contract with Atletico Madrid in 2026, he does want to move to MLS. He has also said in the past that David Beckham was one of his footballing idols. So naturally, he's been linked with Inter Miami. I mean, Griezmann, he's a good player. I don't think he's the player he was a few years ago. Could we see this move happen a lot sooner than 4-3 years away?
I think for him to be effective fantastic player, by the way, but I think for him to be effective in the league, it kind of needs to be sooner. I think it's really disrespectful to be saying that in 2026, he'll walk into any side in MLS and start pulling the strings. He plays a lot deeper already. We saw that in the World Cup. He's not a striker. He plays a lot deeper kind of in the same way that Harry Kane drops back a lot. And there's a lot of competition for places in he's, you know, even already, if you put him in, you know, he's going to be up against the likes of Carles Gil, Zeller Rayan. Is he going to be that good in 2026? I think I'm a big fan of him. I just want to see him in MLS. Obviously, everybody presumes Miami. No one ever learns that. So rarely does any of these big names end up in Miami, but they are the club that's got a huge space on their roster. but that is being saved for somebody else.
Yeah, well, he'll be 35 in 2026, and the way Inter Miami are playing, even at 35, he would still probably walk into their team. But yeah, you've got to think that. I mean, I agree with you actually. Griezmann, I think it is a little bit disrespectful. You know, it'd be a great addition to the league, but if the way that MLS is going with the players coming in, it might be a lot difficult. You know, a lot more difficult to get a place in a team in 3 or 4 years. Of course, that's the year that the World Cup's going to be in the US so and Canada. So you'd think that the league should be at its highest ever, at its peak at that time. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see what happens. But, you know, I mean, this is the thing. I all these players, Griezmann and whoever else, who say they want to move to MLS and they get linked with Inter Miami. No, same with Messi. No, don't go into Miami. Miami's a lovely place. It's really hot all year round. Oh, well, a lot hotter than it is here in the UK. I want Messi. I want Griezmann. Challenge yourselves. Go play in Minnesota in February. Go play in Colorado. You know, go play in the snow. Then that's we'll see if you are two of the best players in the world.
There's a point where the other clubs need. We talk about the fashionable clubs and the unfashionable clubs. There's a point where RSL and Colorado, Minnesota, I think, are fashionable. I think they've got a great brand. I just think it's not, you know, players in Europe don't go, cool, I'd love to go and play in the snow in Minnesota. I think they have to do something about it. I think they have to become an attractive club on paper before anyone even starts to look at how they perform on the pitch. And that's wrong, but that's also a fact.
We'll wait and see. We'll wait and see if Griezmann comes earlier. Maybe if Messi joins into Miami, maybe he won't have that option. Maybe he will have to sign for a team who play in colder climates. Let's see. Because France isn't, you know, it's not the warmest place in the world. So he might be used to it a little bit more. Right, well, that's almost it from us. Just before we go, I want to bring this up. Did you see this on one of those soccer scran sort of pages? Charlotte FC, $30 for some chicken and beer. I mean, I thought prices were bad here in the UK, but $30?
I do think we should do a little challenge maybe next season where we try and get to an MLS game for like as cheap as possible. Like, what's the cheapest game we can go to? With flights and accommodation and tickets included, just like as a little challenge. If you're watching this and you think you maybe got a few tips, then let us know and we'll do it soon.
Yes, exactly. Stick them in the comments or get in touch at MLS UK Show Twitter or Instagram or TikTok. And that's it from us for this episode of Stoppage Time. If you are watching on YouTube, then don't forget to click the notification bell, subscribe and like the video. And if you're listening on your podcast provider, please subscribe. It really helps. Please leave us a rating as well if you've enjoyed this episode. But Elliot, there's one rule and one rule only.
5 stars only, LA Galaxy style. They were good ones.
We promise. Right, a shout out before we go as well to our sponsors, soccer90.com. Remember, if you want any MLS jerseys or international jerseys, Premier League jerseys, European Super Club jerseys, then head to soccer90.com. And when you're in the checkout, when you're at the discount code, type in MLS UK and you get 20% off your order as well. So it's well worth doing. And if you haven't got a dad who is in America at the moment, who is going to Orlando matches like Elliot does and buys you the shirt, then it's the second best way to do it.
Yeah, it's definitely cheaper than flying all the way out there as well. Thank you to the guys at Soccer 90. And we'll see you very soon.
Yes, I've been Henry Hewitt.
And I've been Elliot Holman.
See ya.
Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.